This is Dirk from Mavericks Rugby. First thing I do when I get off the pitch, I'll listen to Casual Lit.
Hey everybody, it's Bray, your new host to Casually Lit, and you were just listening to my new band, Five Finger Death Punch. And tonight's show is sponsored by Keystone.
Yay!
Which Keystone?
Black!
Because it goes along with your music, right? Keystone Black, Five Finger Death Punch?
I listen to a lot of hip-hop, so yes.
Did you listen to that Five Finger Death Punch song that said hate? I love that song.
Wait, isn't that half the album?
Don't judge the screaming. Listen to the lyrics first.
It's all about that hard rock harmonica, man.
Hate.
That's a Volbeat, actually.
They're the same.
Did you just bring up Volbeat?
Volbeat song that you hated?
Fuck Volbeat so much, dude.
What was that song?
Oh, God.
The Heaven
harmonica
or Hell?
Solo?
Heaven like, and Hell?
Yeah.
For 45 minutes?
Yeah.
When it gets really crazy after the third harmonica solo, shit gets crazy.
I felt like I was like traversing the United States on the back of a rail car.
Damn, that was a good intro, Chris. Now I've got Psychosocial stuck in my head.
It's a good song.
Slipknot, dude.
I like
it's magical. It's magical.
That was pretty cool.
It's twice as magical as we originally thought.
I'm down with that. I like DJ Rhodey. No, I'm not. That was
a good one.
Can you do that again? Can you like? Maybe he's got the scratch pad over there now. That'd be awesome. He just downs those into them. Just
nice.
I'd have
to
kill him then because I'm the only one on the ones and twos.
Not for long. All of a sudden, Rhodey's like
got
DJ
threes over there.
He just drops some. He's like DJ Rhodey dropping the beat.
Can we save him?
Hell yeah! Let's get bombed.
Yeah. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and good morning, whatever the fuck time it is. I always hate doing that because it's night for us when we record. One day we're going to record in the morning, and no one knows that but me, but it's going to be fun.
We're all going to be so cranky.
So fun. I want to do a brunch show where we just drink coffee beers.
Casually hungover.
We're going to play a game called Utter Nonsense. This is the game where everybody succeeds but me because I can't do accents. Basically, we have to draw these cards that have phrases on them, and then one person's going to turn over an accent card, and we all have to do it in that accent. So the person that turns over that card, correct me if I'm wrong, fellas, he or she gets to decide who the winner is.
Correct.
All right. So basically it can be whoever does the best accent or whoever does the worst one that makes you laugh.
Or whoever has the most fucked up thing to say.
Which is obviously David.
I may or may not have developed a reputation for that.
There's a lot of pressure on this, but I am ready to go. We got this.
Well, who's the first guest?
Talk about this beer in a second. The first guest?
I mean, Judge.
Me, the lead singer of Volbeat, a.k.a.
That's fine. Five Finger Death Punch. That's fine. Let Bray go first. The certified beer pourer is doing his thing right now.
He's certifiably pouring water out. All right, Bray, so you're going to flip this first accent card, and then we all have to pick from the cards in our hands the funniest thing to say in that accent.
Correct.
To all impress right. You.
Ready? Uno, tres.
I don't want to play.
Oh, great. The first card is sing. We have to sing something in our hand.
This is not fun. Hold on. Let me get Facebook Live going right now.
This is already off to just a rough start. Jeez. We need to play like Jeopardy music in the background while we're thinking.
Don't worry, this is... So basically, we have to take these cards and sing them, and you can see them in whatever key you want. So Amanda's not going to listen to this part.
Yeah, she's already like preemptively bleeding from her ears.
Because I can't sing in any keys. I mean, I think it sounds good to me.
Yeah, well, I just sing any Limp Bizkit song, but replace the words.
Yeah.
I came into this world as a reject.
I can really do better. Bray knows that. I'm just fucking around. Or am I? Maybe that's the best that I got.
All right, Rhodey. Let's hear it.
Wait, I didn't think I was going first.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
What, do you think you were going to get someone else's tune and sing it better? That's what I'm counting on.
That's how I was going to play. I was just going to copy your tune. It kind of worked out for me in the last round.
Spoiler alert, there is no tune.
Auto-tune, that's what these mics are for, right?
Yeah, auto-tune. Sound like T-Pain.
All right.
Who's going first?
Someone's
going
to go.
I'm going.
You're right. The professional here.
You get to pick a card and sing it.
If you can only go to one show this summer, for the Nickelback concert is epic.
Are you pooping?
I'm going with Scott Stapp. Yeah, no, Scott Stapp.
That was Creed smashing Nickelback.
Oh my God, I don't want to play this game. This was such a bad idea.
Do it, Rhodey.
La 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 la.
Oh, sheesh.
Hey, Doc, are you sure that rusty scalpel can't saw through a human chest?
Damn. Took me back to the 80s power ballads with that one.
Was that in the tune of Lit?
Casually?
Casually, Lit.
Hey, we should sue them. Then we can finally pay ourselves.
I think you're better off than they are.
That's a good point.
All right, Chris.
All right. Even though women's brains are small, your sister Deborah is pretty sharp.
Nice. Very nice.
Oh my God, my stomach hurts right now. Oh, I gotta turn this around. Oh, that's terrible. All right. You ready? You ready for this?
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Do you think I could get my boob job funded on Kickstarter?
That's Linda off of Bob's Burgers.
All right.
Oh, that was beautiful. I think you actually might get like funded now with this video.
That was the worst operatic thing ever. God damn it.
Right.
I tried to go operatic and it did not work.
It was pretty nice. You have a really nice soprano voice.
I'm sweating. Oh, where's the can at?
All right.
Can I get some of that in my glass?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Rhodey.
Oh, hey, there's beer in front of me.
It just magically appears.
Weird.
How long do you think these bunnies will survive in the microwave?
Wait, who's supposed to pick the winner? Because that person doesn't have to do it.
Bray was going first.
Bray didn't even have to sing, but he did.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to sing?
No,
Bray, come on.
He set the tone.
That's fine. I'm sorry, David. I thought it was you. Please sing again. I apologize. I ruined yours. I'm sorry.
It was fucking happy birthday about microwaving bunnies. I think we can move on.
God, it was good. So Bray gets to pick the winner of that.
Well, I vote me because mine was awesome.
You can't do that, but yes.
No, Mr. Trump, you can't vote for yourself.
Chris was pretty good.
Is that who you're going with?
I'm going to go with Chris.
Fuck yeah, sure. Congratulations, brother.
Rhodey even warmed up for you.
Yep.
I don't give a fuck about
Rhodey. Oh, there's some dirty stares across the table.
I would check your brakes before you leave.
This is payback for like 10 years ago when you chest slapped me in the movie theater.
Never forget.
No, when I did that, I got you back.
That was him getting you back. Yes, it was.
But that was like tenfold or 35-fold.
It was 100-fold. The entire theater turned around and was like, what the fuck just happened?
It's not my fault you're smaller.
There's just something about you that inspires violence.
Yeah.
That Tom Cruise movie sucked. No, it sucked beforehand, but it sucked after that, too.
You ruined everybody's movie experience because you were gasping for air.
People thought you died.
Yeah, way to have a collapsed lung, you lame-o.
Just so everybody knows, back in the day, we had a game where we slapped each other on the chest for some reason, and Rhodey turned around and slapped the shit out of me in a movie so hard that I couldn't breathe for 10 minutes.
Now that you mention it, I think I'm bleeding inside my chest.
All right, Rhodey, you get to draw the next card, and this time you don't have to do it unless you just want to for the entertainment value.
Hope you like baguettes because we're going French.
French.
Fuck, I don't even know what that sounds like.
Just think like you have a frog in your throat.
I actually have a frog in my throat. So,
will somebody that's not me go first?
Chris is going first because it goes counterclockwise.
No, because that means I can't listen to everybody else and steal.
All right, here we go.
I'm kidding. Let Chris go.
Okay.
We know where the bad accents are. I got to do it.
This is going to be terrible.
Come on, Chris.
Dad, that was so embarrassing. Please stop putting your penis in the vacuum.
Fuck, you just killed it.
That was asshole.
God damn.
That was pretty amazing.
Let's pound a few beers before we head back to the hospital.
Nice.
You can tell the smoker from the non-smoker.
That's true.
Damn it.
We probably shouldn't go out tonight. I'm afraid my diarrhea is contagious.
Ooh, contagious diarrhea. I'll pass.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah, I'll pass hard.
If you can only go to one show this summer, I've heard the Nickelback concert is epic.
Nice.
You read the same card, but I did like it much better.
So you're part French, part Mexican.
See.
Very nice. So I'm going to go with Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
I would vote for Chris, too. Again. Yeah,
definitely busted.
That's how you busted out with that. Oh, can we do a video where that's how you talk to a woman?
Did you just win two? Chris won two in a row?
Apparently.
God damn.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so team Chris. I put my card?
Yeah.
Just so you know, I am team Chris all the way. Just so you know.
You can write on a chest.
Yep.
Do I get this one back
with
to
no
me?
Shirt on.
Just the one that you said.
Okay.
Chris gets to draw the next card, so he can't win this one.
Suck
or
it.
Can he?
Yes, he's two, Chris.
Yeah, these rounds are going way faster, so we have to get more cards. I was like, whoa, this is going to take forever. No, it's going great, and
all right,
it's fun.
Chris, this is the accent that you have to judge.
What? Can we get rid of that? I don't even know.
Chicagoan?
Vienna sausage. That's the only Chicago I know.
Chicago
Bears.
Chicagoan, yeah. Like,
yeah,
Chicago
Bears. That's the only thing I know about Chicagoan. Okay, I'll read one of these with the Bears.
Thank God I skipped this one.
Oh, fuck. Pack your bags, sweetie. I just booked us an Airbnb in Detroit. I'm going home.
You kind of trailed off there.
I want to go home.
Yeah, pull in here so I can drop a deuce in the Cheesecake Factory in the mall.
Why couldn't I do that? That was great, David. God.
The Bears.
Straight up Fargo.
Is that what Chicago and...
Yeah, that was a little too Midwest-y for Chicago. For Chicago.
Are we watching Fargo?
You got to think of that old skit with Chris Farley. He was like, the Bears.
Ditka.
I don't fucking know what to do. I don't.
You got it. Well, you hurt me. I'm going to hell.
How about you talk about Nickelback again?
It's just because.
Yeah, sure.
Nickelback.
If I fucking been a Nickelback concert in Chicago,
can we make sure he discards that card next time?
Yeah.
Wait, those are the back cards.
All right,
y'all hear Nickelback concerts are big in Chicago. Sorry. Anyways.
Oh no, I already had that one too.
Oh, mommy, what?
Come on, that's why it's fun.
Fucking
did you just say Hermione?
Yeah, Harry Potter actually took place in Chicago. If you'd watch it behind the scenes, you would know that.
That's why they're all British. They went to fucking Chicago to film that movie. It's like every person in that movie is British.
Yes.
Very.
Meatball subs.
Hey, mommy, why did the mall Santa ask me for a credit card?
Yes!
That started off Italian.
I'm not
ended in despair.
I'm not the worst.
I was going for more of like a Boston thing. They're close, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
They're all the same.
We don't give away your accent. The Boston could be the next card, so
that's
don't give
true.
Away your accent.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Don't give away your secret
don't
weapon.
Don't give away my secret Boston accent.
Go, Brody. I'm ready for this.
I want to hear this fight.
That was like a Borat that's been hit in the head.
The good news is you're still second place over all of us.
You're welcome.
Oh, Jesus.
Because we were fucking horrible. Chris gets to give out
that
the...
That was awesome.
So I'll never go to Chicago.
Who gets the point, Chris?
David.
So it's 2-1. I'm not even... I don't really care. I will, but I don't really care. Of course I don't, because I can't win.
All right, Jason, you ready for your card?
Yeah, because I don't have to fucking do anything. This is like the happiest moment of the... Oh, yes!
What?
I'm so happy.
Is it mom? Shit. Please be mom.
No, it is toddler.
Oh.
David gets to kick it off, too. These guys have to sound like they're toddlers, so I'm pumped. David has 2 points. No, David has 1 point. Chris has 2. David, give me your best toddler impersonation.
You're going to love the pictures I took of you in your sleep.
Damn.
That's I went creepy. For a very spooky toddler.
Mr. Hamilton, can I hear your baby toddler?
You want me to call you daddy?
That's fine. That might get you an extra, you know, notch or two.
Okay.
Hey, Bray.
A good robo cap. like I myself will cost you a buck.
How long is this card?
Is this a toddler that can't? No toddler can read.
An hour.
Okay.
It's like that Stevie kid from Malcolm in the Middle.
Today,
why is it funny, Chris?
I want to go home.
All right, Rhodey, be a giant toddler.
I want to go home right now.
Can I do the girl voice that David did?
Please attempt it.
I just need a good toddler right now at this point.
What's bad is I can
you can hear it.
I can hear it in my head, but when it comes out, it's like not anywhere close.
Welcome to my whole entire life.
It's like, oh, this will be fucking simple. And then it comes out, it's like, hey. Cool. Hey, that toddler's 45. Awesome. Okay.
Oh, wow. Throw up.
Right. Hey, Bill. It's Sam. Hopefully you get this message. There's something I need to tell you about defusing the bomb.
It was toddler, not Bill Cosby.
Oh. You got the pudding
puts
pop.
The pills and the pudding. And you do the sex.
And you go to sleep.
Oh, Jesus.
Night-night.
This was an excellent decision to play this game.
Pass. Which I'm really kind of sad that I wasn't skipped on this, but
well, I have a feeling because Chris is an uncle, so he should pretty much nail this.
A twice uncle, it's you're once, true. Twice.
You're a double uncle.
Three times a lady.
A dunkle.
A dunkle.
Nice beer pun.
Like he's gonna be crying.
I tried to jerk off, but the mattress salesman wouldn't leave me alone.
Oh my god.
The points go to David.
What? No, that was totally great.
No, Chris just made me feel uncomfortable. I'm seriously questioning my sanity.
All right. Now, this next card, I feel like we're all probably a little overqualified for it, but okay. You all have to pick something to say drunk.
I am the liquor.
Oh, I got this.
Drunk voice.
I don't get to go till last. Bray is first. A drunk. That toddler, that was great radio, sirs.
Okay, text me when he tells you, text me when he tells you where, text me when he tells you where the party is, bitch. Love you. Text me when he gets to the party. Love you. Bye.
Nice.
I like it. I like where you went with that.
That was
good.
Wow. It's the attention to detail, really.
Of course I'm qualified to be your birth doula.
Birth what?
I'm a cruise ship magician.
Oh.
With over 30 years of experience.
we need to make a game soundboard so it can be like
number one answer.
Very well done.
Alright guys, fuck it. In hindsight, I probably shouldn't have worn that used condom again.
Jay?
Jay has I come agree. Out of Chris.
Jay. Play the sound clip. What was it? Was it Jay?
It was definitely Jay.
Dude. 1.21 gigawatts could barely lift me. I love you. I love you so much. But the space shuttle, it's cool. It's cool. So cool it with the time travel stuff. It could lift me. Come on, man.
You know what? The sheer amount of time it took Bray. I'm gonna have to pass this one to Bray.
Well, I hate him now.
Fuck yeah!
Hate that motherfucker. Get out of not my studio or anything. Get out of David's studio.
Hey, you didn't sound Russian.
Thank you. That's true. Thank you. Yeah. I love you.
Do
so
I need
much.
More than two cards?
I love you so fucking much right now. Yeah, here. Well, no, I don't want to give you mine. That's weird.
I only have two cards as well.
This is going way faster and better than I thought it would. So,
all right.
Tell us that accent.
All right, this next card is brought to you by Olive Garden because it is Italian.
Ooh. Italian.
Shit.
Italian, I tell you, when you're here, your family.
All of us are, like, going through here. It's up to you, Rhoda. You're next, brother.
You are next, brother.
What happened to your cards? Did you leave them in the bathroom?
No, I didn't.
Oh, wait, are these yours?
Bryce, try. No, Rhoda, you just got to think of something to say. You can't have anything written down for you.
No, those aren't mine.
I was looking for my Nickelback card.
We confiscated that from you. You were off limits from Nickelback.
Now we're going to get David's cards all fucked up.
Oh, I bet you they got put back in the box because I set them down.
It's fine. I gave you a whole handful. All
right.
You're just talking to Mario accent, right? It's-a me, Mario.
Pretty much.
Come on, Rhodey. I'm ready. Like, this is the most ready I've been, and it can't even get to me fast enough. Just round two or
fuck,
three.
Now all I can think about is Mario.
I apologize.
Apologize. Did you say you apologize? No, I would never say that.
Apologize. I apologize to you. That's an accent, right?
Would you like paper or plastic for your cigarettes, condoms, and Flaming Hot Cheetos?
Very nice.
Sounds like a Friday night. You're just a regular gas station attendant.
Oh. Chris, you're
awkward
up.
Chuckle.
I'll take three brats with a heavy sauerkraut.
You can't do it.
And a 1 foot long, and throw it in the double chocolate shake.
That's definitely Scandinavian. Yeah,
he moved. His accent moved. He started out Italian. You did start well.
Actually, it's pronounced Bray, and there's only one of me. Sorry.
What? It's my turn. I'd like to read my card. All I know is I've got a carton of marbles, a bottle of absinthe, and nowhere to be.
Damn. That's pretty good.
Did you just make fun of me, Rhoda?
No, I think he was giving you props.
No, we'd never get props. But that was worse than you?
Okay.
Mine was terrible, but you're
coming
actually,
to my store.
You sounded like an accent.
Kick my dog, you kicking my dog. I do with that accent from Doug. Damn, you're right, Rhodey. It's me, Mario. That's what I was trying to go with. Fuck you, Mario, for confusing me.
Damn plumbers.
Fuck him.
It's in your head now.
I'm done with that shit.
I dare you. I dare you to do an Italian accent without doing Mario now.
I'll never play Mario again.
Sorry about slapping you in the face with the steak last night. I didn't realize you were a vegan.
Fucking David's so good at life.
Oh,
fuck
that. Fuck, that was...
Yeah, that was Luigi. So that's basically
Mario. It was
Mario.
Luigi. Right. It was not the Mario.
Luigi has a little bit deeper voice than Mario, which is odd because he's taller.
I gave my card away. I don't even care.
Good,
let's put a card in there. Put him in there.
I actually really did enjoy Jason's.
What?
You had the best thing to say.
What a fucking card, Bray. Thank you.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't give it to you.
That's
so fucking mean.
No, I did give it to you.
Yeah, I kind of want to fucking hit you right now. I'll take it. I'll take the Italian card that is definitely Italian-Indian. For all you Indians that are mad at me, I was trying to read it in Mario terms. It's-a me, because that's the only Italian that I know. Chris, you might want to go back and re-listen to this entire episode.
I'm just going to bleep this whole section.
All right, fellas, grab your nuts. It's time for helium.
Helium. All right. Helium.
Chris gets to go first.
Yeah, he does.
Lead us on the helium charge.
I picked up some adult diapers today so we don't lose our place in line while waiting for the new iPhone. Oh, that's so awesome.
I'm going to straight up murder that tuna casserole.
That would have been a great toddler.
That's true.
My throat hurts.
I want to go home. Uh-oh. Can we quit? This is horrible.
I got it.
Oh, wait, fuck. I thought you already went. Fuck.
I was like, how am I doing that?
David can throw his voice.
David's ventriloquizing me.
I got so moved watching The Notebook that a shark escaped my bottle and my boyfriend left the room.
Nice.
That was more of like can a you say,
if I tickle can, you, are you gonna...
Ah, I was going to say, can you say tickle me, Elmo?
No,
I'm tickling. Holy shit.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
There's a new Elmo. Now that we have to have that
can
sexual
we have Elmo
predator.
Doing an intro?
I did. Yes, I did not know that I could do that voice until right now.
Can you just do Elmo and review beers?
Oh no!
The mouse flow on this one makes me happy.
Oh shh, David, you opened up a bad. You fucked up.
You guys ready to get sued by James?
Okay, so I'm on
Nothing
Amazon.
Nothing wants me to drink a beer more than fucking Elmo telling me that shit's delicious.
Okay, so David, I'm shit's on Amazon what? Right now. And there's an adult size Elmo costume for $35.
Now, hey.
If you buy it, David, I will wear it.
David, say Elmo wants you to drink lots of beer.
Elmo wants you to drink lots of beer.
Shit. Okay, now that you said that, I'm really looking this up.
All right. This is a sequel to Field of Dreams. If you wear it, if you buy it, I will wear it.
I will wear it. All right. All right. Do it.
Let's hear your helium voice.
My family might be poor, but we are rich with laziness and excuses.
I'm going to kill myself tonight.
That's why I don't like this game, Bray. I'm with you. Thank you for this sympathy card. You saved.
We're going to post polls on Facebook later on how I should kill myself. So please vote.
Yep. If you buy that, I will review a beer for a nice. Casual Friday segment.
You should wear that on your opening.
Oh, no, damn, you should man. Not. Oh, Chris.
Definitely listen to Bray.
See, but I want to be open for more than one day.
Worth it.
I want you to come drink beer.
David, Rody, I'm going to tell you it's worth
it. We got to move on. Rody, pick a winner before this keeps going.
I'm going with Chris.
Oh. Nice.
Jesus
nice.
Christ, man.
God damn it, Chris.
Can you slow down the winning over there? So much fucking winning to my left.
That's all I do.
Am I right? David wins one game, Chris wins the other.
Am I supposed to have more cards?
Sure.
Give him a couple more cards. All right.
Yeah, give me a couple more, too.
So Chris gets to pick the accent, right?
Yep.
You want to hand him that card? Oh, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. I think Jason caught a glimpse.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't want to.
Please be rap.
All right. The accent is giving birth.
Oh, man.
Okay. I'm going to go into complete character. Okay, so my son just walks in, right? He just walks in the hospital. I'm giving birth. Why are there so many crusty... why are there so many crusty socks underneath your bed, Jeffrey?
That's what every pregnant mother thinks about in the throes of pregnancy.
I'm done.
Wow.
Oh, Chris deletes everything on this podcast. Fuck!
I'm going to go more for the determined pushing. I've replaced every seat I own with a butt plug because I'm really ashamed of audible farts.
Nice.
Can just wipe off the pop filter.
This game is uncomfortable.
Fuck you! Fuck your family! Get the fuck out of my way! Who planted this fucking tree here?
I want to go home.
The police are on their way.
Panting is small. Someone heard that.
Are they having a baby in that brewery again?
There's like 7 babies being born in that place right now.
Now we get to listen to Rody.
Yeah, this would be great.
Oh, I thought Rody's card was just the police are on their way.
I just read it.
I liked it.
Pass.
That's how Rody gives birth. He's just like, yeah, that happened.
Don't be a pussy. Just push it.
Yeah.
You're welcome, world.
Women.
Am I right? Okay. I just woke up in a stranger's bed covered in cheese fries. Ate them. Then went back to sleep.
Damn. Nice.
Sound like that.
Confessing while giving birth.
I'm lightheaded now. That was too much pushing.
I know, right?
That dude from Dodgeball. So he showed up in a couple episodes of Last Man Standing. Sounds like you could pull him off perfectly. And that's not an insult. You could pull him off perfectly. That nerd.
Yeah, pull that guy off perfectly, Rody.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, pull him off.
I'm glad this is recorded.
Sorry. Real fast. Wait. Slow it down.
Slow it down. No fast.
Slow it down.
Chris, pick the damn winner.
Bray.
Fuck yeah.
Just for sheer.
That's how we got to this point, Bray. Resting.
I hate Bray now.
Now?
Give me my card. I want to... Hopefully it's a great... If this is... Oh.
Wait, you see my dick? It's a whisper card. Whisper.
Whisper's cord, dumb. My cord is wrapped around my small watch.
Basically, it's a whisper, so whoever whispers the greatest card wins. It has nothing to do with your accent. Cause
that's true, but that's like an even playing field. That's the beauty of this game. It's not all about
crazy. That's why the one accent that I can do, I don't get to do.
Mind if I touch it and see if it's soft?
Well, Chris wins.
That wasn't my card.
No, I thought you were going to touch me and see if it was soft. I was like, Chris wins.
Excuse me. Bring it in.
Okay. I'd like to propose to your daughter, sir. And this enormous yacht has nothing to do with it.
I've got a laxative. Thicker chung the turd out of a constipated man. Like a boo can charm a cobra out of a basket.
Why are we recording that? Because he's making love to that microphone over there.
It was hard not to get turned on. I'm not going to lie.
Is it weird?
I kind of want.
I have a boner.
Yeah, I kind of want you to read Penthouse like that. But do not. Yeah. Woo. Woo.
Woo. Selected reading from Bray.
Yeah.
I just want to suck your dick.
Ah! I love you, Bray.
Brody. I'll be honest. With the right spices, a chihuahua can taste quite delicious.
Damn. That dramatic pause and everything.
I have 7 chihuahua puppies for sale. So
long hair, short hair.
Hey, Chris, write this shit down. Don't let that don't let that happen. Trying to pump himself on the podcast. Jesus Christ.
If you're interested, call me at 1-800 puppies for sale.
So, a few extra digits. So long numbers. That's a shit ton of numbers.
That's puppies with a Z. Don't get confused with puppies with Chris, a S, because those fuckers are always trying to get at me.
ASMR in here.
All right, here we go.
You lied about how much room there was in your trunk. I can only fit 2 bodies in there, tops.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
I'm so turned on.
I'm kind of screwed. I really want to give it to Chris, but I'm going with Rhodey because of his dramatic pauses. But it was close. Don't beat yourself up, Chris. Like you need to go home with the attitude of like, I was almost there. That's what every person tells me when I apply for a promotion.
I'm gonna go almost stare. There. I'm gonna go stare down the barrel of a 45.
Well, no, you were all. Yeah.
Did you do it all for the drugs?
Yes.
Do it for the drugs.
Do it for the.
Beer. All right. Here's another regional accent, gentlemen. Gosh. Bostonian. Boston.
Oh shit!
I got this. Don't even worry about that. Just think about
what? What the fuck, Rudy? You want to fight about it? You fucking white guy or something? That's not my.
That's
fucking...
Jersey.
All right.
What are you, Snooki?
All right, let me summon Mark Wahlberg real quick.
No, you're done. It's Rhodey's turn.
Okay.
Don't be summoning Mark Wahlberg later.
Yes, please. Please let it be my turn. I love doing a Boston accent.
Hey, is this a sign? What the fuck is that?
I love this game. This game is fucking crazy. What time is it? Oh,
I think that was Harlem.
Was that your whole card?
No. Oh. I wish it was.
I need some beer. Can I have some beer? Is somebody drinking a beer that they would like to share? Thank you. Ah, I know this. This is the Wolf Antler Manston.
Manston.
I don't even know what the fuck that animal
is. Does it have a swastika on its head?
Can't stand that wolf. Wait, what's his name?
Removed one of his brothers to get sucked.
Hold on, what's this motherfucker? Let's get this motherfucker's name right. Magnus, the Bison Moose Grizzly Bear. Fuck you, Manston.
Brought to you by Toddler Brewing. We let the toddlers name the beers.
Magnus. All right, Chris, sorry. Magnus kind of fucked your shit up. Or no, it's Rhodey.
No, Rhodey, you gotta finish.
Yo, this is a sign. My astrologist totally said I could meet my soul mate at Coachella.
That turned into Christopher Walken.
And now I can't get that out of my head.
I still kind of heard gas station attendant.
Hold on.
I was going to say that was pretty close to Italian.
That's what I'm destined for.
Can I ask one friendly question? Is there a chance that I might... Is there a chance, like a small chance, that I won't get worst accent of the day?
Yeah, that was pretty...
Rhodey, I'm legendary? Asking Rhodey. Because is there a chance that I won't get it?
field trip to Boston. Let's see who blends in. I bet it's me.
All right, Chris, cool. You ready?
This beer smells awful.
I lost my virginity to a hacky stick.
Oh, fuck. I thought Rhodey had it, but... God damn it, Chris.
I'm changing my card.
What's a hacky stick?
Sounds like, I thought he said hacky sack. Like somebody fucked a hacky sack.
Oh, dear Jesus. Yeah, my brother left it out and I was curious.
I can't even drink.
There was a second sentence.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
I hate this game.
All right, Jason, this is all you. Think Goodwill Hunting.
No, I got this. I can't believe my boss honestly thinks I'm going to get any work done after nap time. I'm Mark Warburg.
Sounds like your mother for me.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. Mark Wahlberg wins that round.
I see a duck. I'm like, what's up, duck? I'm Mark Wahlberg. Say hello to your mother for me.
Wait, I didn't get to go.
You did too.
Oh, no, I was just talking shit to Rhodey.
He lied.
All right.
Don't listen to that guy. Gah. Don't listen to that guy. Hey, gah. Shut your mouth, gah.
I'm not your friend, buddy.
Gah.
I'm not your guy, buddy.
But who gets the... Oh, so it is Bray's the next card. I'm sweating.
So I get to draw?
Don't read it out loud, please.
Last round.
It's not Russian. I'm gone.
All right. Our next card is brought to us by Trailer Park Boys, because it is... Canadians.
Oh, I was about to say, I could do trailer easy. Yeah. That's what I grew up in.
Yeah, Canadians a little bit tougher.
Did you hand this beer to me to drink?
Yes, absolutely.
So is it bad? Right. The only Canadian accent that I grew up with is South Park. That's Terrence and Phillip.
Fought
Phillip. That's pretty good.
That's all I got.
Nobody watched Trailer Park Boys.
Hell yeah.
Something's fucky.
Yep, you and Chris are like bros on the Trailer Park Boys. All right, you're up, Rhodey.
No, it's Canada, not Europe.
Wait, I feel like Rhodey went first the last round.
No, it was Bray.
Okay, you're up.
Gotta think about Canadians.
Maple syrup. Moose.
Maple syrup. Wayne Gretzky.
Skater Boy.
Taylor Swift.
Rush.
Nickelback.
Nickelback.
Default.
Avril Lavigne, Sum 41. Justin Bieber.
Now I'm just depressed.
Perfect. Go.
Sorry, I can't make it. That's the weekend. My bits. What the fuck is that?
Look at this photograph.
My bacon? It's getting married in the Hamptons. That went Jamaican. Please save this game, Chris.
Damn it. Oh, he's got a coffer. He's Canadian accent.
There's no money in the safe. Only my unpublished novel and Sweet and Low collection. I don't know if that was more Swedish or...
I don't know.
Kind of turned Scottish-Irish.
Yeah, you have a very Baltic... Lilt.
Baltic.
I have a ball for you.
There we go. I like it. I can't believe my boss honestly thinks I'm going to get any work done after nap time. Hey?
There you go. Sound effects and everything.
I did it. I got the points. Leave me alone. I'm going home.
Yeah, Wyatt got his wooden teeth kicked out clean when that old mule kicked him upside the head. No, that was Minnesota again.
But I... kind of still feel like you killed it. Like,
yeah, I want to fight
you. Aren't they getting annexed by Canada?
That one.
Canada?
Canada.
Mm. Canada.
Connecticut?
Hey!
That one's going to David.
David is the card
the
taker.
Wiener.
Apparently, I'm a Canadian toddler.
What do we got? We got two for David, two for Bray. How many? One for Rhodey. How many did you get, Chris, two?
Yeah, I've got two. I didn't take the card, though.
Two for me.
That means zero for Chris.
What a game. Bray, thank you so much for joining us for all of our game episodes. We love you. Thank you. I got the wiggle waggle from Rhodey. I don't know if that means we got to keep going or
you're
stop.
You're welcome. Please listen to my band.
Yes. Levine. Yeah, we haven't plugged. Bray, where can the people find you on the internet?
MySpace.com/ Backslash, I'm sorry, not forward slash. Yeah, don't.
That's
how you get on the dark web, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Backslash five finger death punch.
Yes, yes, yes.
We sing a lot of songs.
Are you playing bass for them? Or what are you doing now?
I'm actually bass, lead bassist and guitarist and vocalist and drummer.
Damn. Do you wear like one of those kits that you like walk around like in Times Square?
No, I actually just do all of them one by one.
Okay.
So I play like three chords on guitar. Mm-hmm. Then I jump over to bass.
Nice.
And then slap a little bass.
You slap it to bass.
I slap it to bass. And then I don't actually know how to play drums. So I just
hit things. Hit.
Really, this is the part where you hit a button that tells him to shut the fuck up. Or sleep. Or snore. Or something on that board that says, Brea's done.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.
Yes.
This is Jordan from Controllers and Keyboards. Now that you've survived through the hot mess that is Casually Lit, why don't you come check out Controllers and Keyboards at Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at /CNK Crew. Also, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes.